It is no secret women sometimes get paid less than men for doing the exact same job. On average, women earned 82 cents for every dollar a man earned in 2017. That's according to Pew Research. And it's not just pay. Women are less likely to be in positions of leadership. A new lawsuit against the Boston Symphony puts a spotlight about how this disparity shows up in the world of classical music. Reporter Jeff Edgers has been following this, and his story appears today in the Washington Post. And Jeff joins us now. Good morning.
Thank you for having me.
Who is suing the Boston Symphony and why?
Well, Elizabeth Rowe, who is the principal flutist, is suing the Boston Symphony Orchestra because she feels that she's not being paid fairly. And she feels that that's based on the fact that she's a woman. So she's raising this idea of, gender disparity or gender pay gap in the orchestra world. And it's never happened. You know, this lawsuit is the first of its kind.
What's the basis for her claim? What does she point to?
Well, she was hired by the BSO 14 years ago, and the fellow who plays next to her, who she loves as a musician and a friend, principal oboist John Farillo, from the start, she knew he was earning a lot more than she was. And it's varied over the years, but in general, it's been about $70,000. So she just sat there playing with him, and they played together on almost everything. They call it the flobo, the flute and the oboe, together. And but finally, she felt like she wasn't getting really taken seriously and filed this suit in July.
What has the Boston Symphony said about it?
Well, the symphony has defended its pay structure, and they're saying that the flute and the oboe are not comparable. And, as somebody who can tap out a little bit of something on a piano, any instrument to me is mysterious and mystical. But they say the oboe is more difficult to play. And they say that there are fewer great oboists in the country, so that it makes it a more marketable instrument. But I will say that that is not science.
What does science say?
Well, there's no way of knowing, how do you value what somebody does for a living? Mm. And, it's very, very complicated. I mean, many people who've studied how women and men are paid say one of the greatest ways to devalue a job is have women become the predominant people who do that job. And, the flute is
just the nature of having
women
do it. It is devalued. It's paid less.
Exactly. But Elizabeth Rowe has been the featured soloist in the Boston Symphony Orchestra more than any other principal musician. And the principals are the stars, like the starting lineup, I guess you'd say. I mean, sports analogies aren't great in this, but she is a star. And, she's sitting there and just feels like she's not being treated fairly in that way.
So let me ask you just briefly. I mean, the salaries in this case is already quite high. I mean, you say it's a $70,000 gap, but we're talking about $250,000 a year. It doesn't seem like a big deal, but presumably it would set a precedent for other musicians who make far less. What's the upshot of all this?
Well, I think she's uncomfortable with being public about this. It took me weeks to get her to talk to me, but she also sees this as a larger issue, yes, I earn quite well for being in a job that's my dream job, but there's a structure here. I mean, we analyzed how women are paid in orchestras, and it's clear, out of the top 78 paid players in the country, only 14 are women.
Hmm.
And that's in orchestras that are made up of, 40% women. So there's something wrong here, and I think she's hoping to correct it.
All right, Jeff Edgers for The Washington Post. You can read more on his story later today on their website. Thanks so much, Jeff. We appreciate it.
Thank you.